Why do you listen to Issues Etc.? We're preparing for a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. on Wednesday, April 14th and Thursday, April 15th, and we want to hear from you. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from, 618-223-8384. Why do you listen to Issues Etc.? 618-223-8384.
Welcome back for the last 10 minutes of this Monday afternoon's Issues Etc. on April the 12th. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse joins us from the Ruth Institute. We're going to be talking about fatherhood and the quickly shifting definition of parenthood. Now you got legal parents, biological parents, and perhaps de facto parents, and it all seems to carry the weight of equal legitimacy, and it is a bit distressing. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse is founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. Jen taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's authored the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
You wrote recently about this compilation of research by Judith Stacy and Timothy Biblartz, Two Mommies Are as Good as Mom and Dad. What's the bottom line, or at least what the bottom line that they're trying to push there by bringing together all these studies?
Well, I'll tell you something. These two, Judith Stacy is a piece of work, if I could just say that. And I've crossed swords with her in debates before. And I asked her point blank, a few years ago at Bowling Green State University, we did a debate. I asked her point blank, do you really believe that mothers and fathers are completely interchangeable? And she said, without batting an eye, yes, absolutely. Mothers and fathers are interchangeable. And, of course, she wants to think that because she wants it to be that parenthood can be any collection of adults who want to count as parents, see? That there's nothing special about a biological mom and a biological dad attached to their own child. This is what the advocates of same-sex marriage and deinstitutionalizing marriage, this is what they have to believe, Todd, see? And so this particular piece of research that they did was designed to show that, oh gosh, there really isn't any difference between moms and dads. But when you dug, and that's what all the headlines said, and this came out, I don't know, probably 6 weeks, maybe 2 months ago, this story came out, and I didn't have time to pounce on it when it actually hit the press. But anyway, that's what all the headlines said. Two mommies are as good as a mom and a dad or whatever. Well, but if you actually read the thing, that isn't what their research seemed to show. What their research seemed to show is that moms are better as parents, and so really it's better to have two women and just forget the dads. You know, dads are completely disposable. That in fact, is what their storyline is.
I mean, you have some amazing quotes here that in effect say that you're really better off without a masculine heterosexual presence with the kids. At least that's what they seem to be concluding here.
That's what it said to me. Do you have that in front of you, Todd? Well, read some of that stuff for the people.
Well, I'm looking at one that says, thus it may not be fatherlessness that expands gender capacities in sons, but heterosexual fatherlessness when gay men, lesbians, or heterosexual women parent apart from the influence of heterosexual masculinity. They all seem to do in comparatively gender flexible ways that may enable their sons to break free from their gender constraints.
Yeah,
as
well. What they're promoting here is that gender flexibility is a good thing, and that gender roles, stereotypical gender roles, are a bad thing. That's what they're promoting in that particular part of the article. And so, therefore, you know, if you just get rid of the male figures, well, then all will be well. Everybody can be all flexible, gender flexible, and stuff like that. I mean, you know, we've talked about this before, Todd. They're aiming at androgyny. These are the people who think that sex itself, that sexual differentiation, is some kind of big cosmic accident at best, and at worst, a cosmic injustice. And so, therefore, the proper thing to do is to do everything possible to wipe out the effects of maleness and femaleness. So androgyny is the bottom line, and what that means is get rid of the fathers, get rid of the men. And so the headline that I had originally given to that article was The Only Good Man is a Gay Man. That was on Chuck Colson's website, and they had to shrink the headline, so it says instead, I forget what they changed.
Gay men only.
gay men only. Yeah, you know, so you see, if you don't have a straight man and a straight woman, then you won't have any gender domination. You won't have the class struggle and the class conflict that's inherent in male-female relationships. If you have two men or you have two women, all that gender domination, sexual domination, that all goes away. See, that's what they're thinking. That's how their minds work. And so the fact that everybody is in fact walking around in a gendered body, that doesn't seem to bother them. You know, I mean, they want everybody to be a gender-neutral person, but you know something? I mean, newsflash, everybody: there is no such thing as a gender-neutral person. We all have bodies, male, female. That's how we come. And so, the attack on gender is really something quite profound, I think. And people who are sitting on the sidelines of this part of the culture wars do not realize what they are letting slide by. That there really is nothing benign about this program that's going on here.
Kathy in St. Charles, Missouri, thanks for waiting on the line.
Yeah, when I hear you talking, Jennifer, I see that this experiment has played out in our culture. And in the inner city, we have seen where there's the female parenting has dominated and males have been told that they are obsolete and not needed by government and by their society. And we've seen then the fruits of that the whole culture has collapsed. And then there's a hyper problem with masculinity and femininity in the gang culture and in with prostitution. And this is not good for our society.
That's right.
We don't need to go down this road. We can see it.
Oh, Kathy, you're totally right. You're totally right. And, you know, that's the fruit of marginalizing men from the family in the inner city and really at low income levels in the United States and in the UK. You can see it in a way more dramatically in the UK that it's a class phenomenon more than a race phenomenon. And low income men have been pushed out of the family and replaced by the state. And so I think that what's happening here is that as the move for same-sex marriage progresses, this is a way of pushing middle-class men out of the family. You know, and that I think is a real worry. And you are exactly right that we can see what that culture looks like is not something that you'd really want to replicate in the whole society. And it's just not true that if there was only more money in the inner city, everything would be okay. The dysfunction, the sort of social dysfunction that comes about from both fatherlessness and men having no social purpose, that combination is really quite deadly. And so I think your point is exactly correct. This is a very astute listener you have here, Todd.
Well, then, with only about a minute, you spoke briefly about the shifting definition of parenthood. How many different kinds of quote-unquote parents would they have us acknowledge here?
Well, other than biological. Well, that's a good question. You know, in California, you can have a gestational parent who is different from the biological parent. You can have the egg donor, the sperm donor, and the intended mother and father. So it's possible for a child to have at least five different parents in the state of California when you look at it from that point of view. And then there's the move to create what is called de facto parents, which means the parent in fact. That's Latin for the parent in fact, meaning that if a person is in the child's life a significant amount of time or in a capacity that the court deems to be a significant amount of time, then that person, whether they're related by biology or adoption, can be turned into a person with legal parenting rights granted by the court. And so really what is happening to us here is a real deconstruction and reconstruction of the very idea of parenthood itself.
Folks, check out the website tonight for Jennifer Roback Morse and the Ruth Institute. Just go to ours, issuesetc.org, and listen and click Listen on Demand. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jen, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll study the Easter hymn, Awake My Heart with Gladness. Dr. Carl Fekencher will be our guest. Now, I mentioned this briefly a few minutes ago, but I want you to remember what's coming up this week. We've never tried this before. This is a first time for us, and we're really looking forward to it. It will be a lot of work. It will be very tiring, but we're doing it all for you, our listeners. Issues, Etc. 24. It's 24 hours of continuous, and I mean continuous, nonstop, live broadcast of Issues, Etc., doing Bible study in two-hour chunks with our very best guests, and it starts in just about 2 days, Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to start Issues, Etc. 24, Wednesday, April the 14th, and it's going to run live for 24 hours right here until Thursday, 4 o'clock, April the 15th. And in those 24 hours, we're going to study the Bible in depth with our very best guests. We want you to join us. We want you to listen. And you can find out more at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support and you'll find our new YouTube video that's all about Issues, Etc. 24. If we take the concept of parents, which is built into our biology, mom, dad, produce children, and in the best of all possible worlds, raise those children together for life. That's built into our biology. If we take that concept and start redefining it, deconstructing it, and rebuilding it into something else, what will we eventually bring about? If a father no longer needs to be biological father, but perhaps only de facto father, if he doesn't really even need to be a father, he can in fact be replaced by a mother. Who in the end is harmed most by such redefinition and deconstruction? The children. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.